And now for our first feature this week. In his weekly column, Keith Skipper shares his experiences of keeping a regular diary. Our reader is Jenny Pierce.
There can't be many things more likely to induce a deeper sense of guilt than an empty diary pleading for attention. I have no idea if the bright spark who came up with that verdict wrote it down on a specific date to serve as a chilling reminder to countless backsliders. Even so, as one year ends and another one begins, this seems the perfect time for a fresh airing. Too many daily chronicles launched on a wave of enthusiasm will peter out before 2019 breaks into double figures. The torrent will turn into a trickle, an occasional drip, and so to bed, as any compulsion to fill the pristine page evaporates. I used to tumble regularly into that well-worn pattern, good intentions lost in a lather of excuses about too many other important matters to attend to. Like reading some of those new books piled up by your bed, or meeting old friends for a half before they return to less civilised parts. Then my wife of a few months presented me with a 1984 diary and a challenging look designed to summon up hidden rations of resolve. I even made a written declaration of intent at the front of the volume to test Norfolk's temperature on a daily basis. Well, please forgive this end of 2018 smile rapidly, transforming into a king-sized smirk of satisfaction. I am just a couple of A5 pages short of completing my 35th successive marathon. A challenge that turned into a habit is now a proud obsession. I record, ruminate, rant and resolve as a matter of course. Some entries betray blatant prejudice against worship of cars, mobile phones in public places and experts who want Norfolk to be like everywhere else. There are recurring themes, canary fortunes, village adventures, endearing characters, family milestones, local writers, silly foreigners, dialect defenders, but I try to strike a reasonable balance between news and opinion. It doesn't take long to hear familiar echoes. For instance, I wrote on the last day of 1988 how I resent the pace at which so many precious parts of the Norfolk scene are being altered. A few signs of honest protest during the past year, but the snowball is getting bigger as it rolls unchecked down the hill. It is impossible to be optimistic about the future as countless influential voices point to development and change as the only sensible partners to take. We diehards have a platform or two, but we are too often patronised or ignored. No change there, then, after 30 years. And I had noted how it was all building up since certain Orwellian visions began to haunt me with the dawn of 1984. Norfolk was altering far too radically for my liking, as spectators were being encouraged to see our area as ripe for more missionary work, preaching a blunt gospel that big money talks louder than pastoral traditions. When asked why I've put pen to paper like this every day for 35 years, I tend to turn for help to the Reverend Francis Kilvert, 1840 to 1879. This gentle soul said he maintained his voluminous journal partly because life appears to be such a curious and wonderful thing that it almost seems a pity that even such a humble and unsuccessful life as mine should pass altogether away without some such record of this. And partly, too, because I think the record may amuse and interest some who come after me. They seem perfectly laudable aims for anyone committed to regular diary jottings, not least in an era when so much information comes and goes at the click of a button. Perhaps my main objective behind such a long-running exercise is to back a fervent hope that Norfolk fundamentals cannot be broken on the wheel of progress. It now takes far more sophisticated ploys than a contemptuous sniff or patronising pat on the head to deal with a native uprising. Many who used to think you had to shout yourselves hoarse and turn six shades of purple to make a point now appreciate the value of a nudge, a wink, a smile, or a well-directed whisper. Norfolk stalwarts are almost ready to agree you can make many a false step by standing still, but if you keep your mouth shut, at least you'll never put your foot in it. Roll on, 2019.